The government's move to clamp down on the bulk buying of new homes with an increased stamp duty of 10% on certain multiple house purchases generates a lead story in three of today's papers. The Irish Times reports that under the new measures, which are set to be approved by the Dáil today, apartments will be exempt from the higher rate, as will purchases by local authorities and approved housing bodies. Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, said that he plans to bring further legislation that will give local authorities the discretion to decide how much of a new development of houses and duplexes should be set aside for owner-occupiers or first-time buyers from 0 to 50%. Under the headline, New Cuckoo Rules Split Coalition, meanwhile, the Irish Independent leads with the line that disagreement unfolded between the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach at last night's meeting when Micheál Martin told ministers that housing was the number one priority for government. Leo Varadkar subsequently intervened to say that this had not been agreed, the paper says, adding that Green Party ministers led by Eamon Ryan also objected to apartments being excluded from the bulk purchase plan. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner highlights how the new rules will not apply to the thousands of homes already sold to institutional investors but not yet built. Yesterday's Central Criminal Court hearing of Deirdre Morley, who is accused of the murder of her three children, Connor, Dara and Carla McGinley, at their home in Newcastle in Dublin in January of last year, is covered in the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror. The 44-year-old is pleading not guilty by reason of insanity. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish News leads with a report on more restructuring within Sinn Féin. Emma Rogan, the sitting South Down MLA, whose father Adrian was killed in the Lochan Island massacre in 1994, has become the latest Sinn Féin MLA to be deselected as an election candidate. She's been replaced by Councillor Cathy Mason, while Fiacre McGuinness, a son of the late Martin McGuinness, is among names being suggested as a possible replacement for outgoing Sinn Féin MLAs Martina Anderson and Karen Mullen in Foyle. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph runs with an interview with Paul Stirling, who was sexually abused by convicted paedophile Gavin Cuthbert. The 35-year-old says that while his abuser received support in prison, he has been left to cope alone with his drug and debt problem. Back in the front of the Times, there's a picture there of Israeli security forces blocking access to Palestinian demonstrators during protests against Israel's air campaign on Gaza in Jerusalem yesterday. And the Times also devotes its lead editorial today to that story under the headline, World Powers Must Speak Up. The Examiner runs with the front page picture of Leslie Roy, Ireland's Eurovision entrant, who failed to qualify for this year's final at the semi-final in Rotterdam last night. And finally, the Irish Sun leads today with the post on Instagram yesterday from supermodel Naomi Campbell, who announced that at the age of 50, she has just become a first-time mother to a baby girl.